Good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the ADA board meeting for May 19th in order.
Now be recorded.
And Brynn, if you would be so kind to roll call the board members, please.
Mr. Wilkins.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Paradise.
Here.
Ms. Nygaard.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett. Mr. Dick. Mr. Bruce.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And please note, Mr. Hughes is not here. Correct?
Yes, Mr. Okay. Hughes is not here.
All right. Would you continue with staff and the public, please?
As I point to you, please state your name and your organization, and we will start here at the table.
John Springsteen, ADA.
Back here in the corner.
Michael Lamb, ADA.
Tom Erickson, ADA.
Elwood Bringer, Alaska Journal of Commerce.
Matthew Siebert, Crowley.
Kurt Warren, ADA.
Bob Shepchuk, ADA.
Mayor Luke Hopkins, Fairbanks, Minnesota Borough.
Jerry Judah, Department of Law.
Mark Davis, ADA.
Back there.
Karsten Rodvik, ADA.
Mark Gardner, Western Financial Group.
Dan Brickman, Pentex.
Mark Figueroa, Rosen Figueroa.
Nick Shimoniak, ADA.
Miranda Stubstill, Appetite.
Pepperell.
Ted Leonard, ADA.
Kathy Blackford, Horton Vintner and Shrub.
Prin Kempinen, ADA. Do we have public on the phone who will identify themselves, please?
Lori Nelson with Hillcorp.
Pamela Troop with Alaska Commercial Properties.
John Walsh with Westpac. Jean Terrio with ADA. Jomo Stewart with Fairbanks Economic Development.
Any other public on the phone?
Thank you, Kryn. Jerry, please, if you have any questions, please speak up. You're more than welcome to say something so that we can hear you at any time.
Okay.
Next on our we have an agenda approval, and so I'll entertain a motion for that.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Any changes? Hearing none, seeing none, the agenda is approved. Item number five is public comment. So I will start. First, please state your name and your affiliation. Please limit to 3 minutes. And I will start with folks online first. So is there anybody online that would wish to make a comment? 3 minutes or less, please. Anybody online?
Jomo Stewart with Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation, if I may.
Go ahead, Jomo.
Yes, I dialed in, of course, to listen to the meeting, but I did want to go on the record for FEDC in favor of certainly consideration of the Pentex purchase. I believe it's the items A, B, C, D under new business. For many of the reasons that have been described in presentations by as well as the IGU and some other parties. We feel that, certainly it appears that the Pentex purchase, at least the unification of the utilities, would have an immediate appreciable impact regarding, or the Pentex purchase would have the appreciable impact regarding the rate of current users on the FNG system. Of course, that's always a benefit. But then also I think that the economies that can be generated through the unified utility will also be good for all users. The kind of the goal and dream at FEDC when we first started kind of considering this kind of project, build out a distribution across the community with the recognition that though it might be easier and cheaper to get gas to the core of Fairbanks to really have a full positive impact for the community at large, you would have to drive those pipes out to places that are a little further flung, places like Core North Pole, the Ridges, and also to have a real appreciable impact on the air quality of the community. We would need that broader use and broader impact. It appears that this purchase and the facilitation by ADA of a unified distribution system certainly will help satisfy those goals and certainly move us further and faster towards those goals than some of the other configurations that have been kind of bandied about, tried, or assessed. And so I would like to, I did want to go on record for I would say one other thing. I'll be honest. I did have some concerns and still do have some concerns with some of the particulars regarding the purchase, regarding the LNG facility and some of the other components. But certainly we here in the community and we at FEDC have been pleased with Ada's participation. And we do have a fairly strong degree of trust that you all will do your best to not only take care of Ada's bottom line, but to take care of the community's best interest as well. And so we're willing to take a leap of faith as you all move through your due diligence for a solid decision regarding this person. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else online who wishes to testify?
Yes. My name is Pamela Drew, and I'm in Fairbanks.
I'm sorry, say again, please, again.
My name is Pamela Troop, and I'm in Fairbanks.
All right. Are you affiliated with anybody, Pamela?
No. I'm just a public business person.
Okay.
I'm very happy that there's something happening for Fairbanks. I think we are in a really tough spot right now, and I don't know. I think it's going to take a lot to get us out of the predicament that we're now in. I hope that this purchase will actually result in us being able to have utility costs here in parity with Anchorage. From a business perspective, both as a commercial realtor, as a developer, and an owner of quite a bit of property in the Fairbanks area, and talking with different businesses and industry who would like to locate in Fairbanks, is often very difficult to get them to make that decision because of the cost of utilities. It is my opinion and a lot of other people's opinion that many of the state offices and other businesses have relocated to Anchorage because it's less expensive to do business there. And if we don't get energy in parity with Anchorage, I don't think Fairbanks having a lot of hope, at least for at least 10 years down the road, which is going to take about that long to get the F-35 here, and I'm not sure that will actually turn everything around. So while I am cautiously optimistic about what you're doing, I think there are other alternatives out there that we should explore along with this, and one of those is propane. And there has been some modeling and research done by a company here in Fairbanks. I know that a lot of you have seen that. And I worked very hard on Governor Walker's campaign so that we could get energy parity to Fairbanks. The air quality is also a big issue. And I think the conversion of 75% of the people in the community is overly, overly optimistic. I drove through many neighborhoods and different pictures of people who burn wood, and some of those places, I'm not sure that those people could ever afford to make the conversion. I think that some of the conversion costs are maybe a little bit understated, but I am really happy that something's happening. I just hope we take it another step or two and make sure that parity with Anchorage Energy is on our horizon and in our scope of what we're trying to accomplish. And I thank you for your hard work, and I'm thrilled that something's happening here.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else wishing to testify online?
Yes, please. My name is Amber Courtney. I'm the Communications Director with the Mayor's Office for the City of Fairbanks.
Amber, go ahead.
I wanted to pass this along that last night the City Council passed Resolution Number 4674, a resolution supporting the advancement of the Interior Energy Project. If I might, can I read it to you as a short resolution?
Absolutely.
Whereas in March 2015, the Fairbanks City Council approved Resolution Number 4661 supporting the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority's purchase of Pentex and Fairbanks Natural Gas. And as a side note, I also have that resolution here as well, if anybody would like me to read that one as well. The second whereas, AIDA's plans to purchase Pentex will advance the goals of the Interior Energy Project, and whereas the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Act requires review and advice from local governing bodies, and whereas AIDA officials met on May 12th with local Fairbanks governing officials in the community to explain the benefits of bringing natural gas distribution under public ownership and to solicit public comment, now therefore be resolved that the Fairbanks City Council continues to support the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority's plan to purchase Pentex as an initiative that will promote and advance the strategic goals of the Interior Energy Project for the ultimate economic benefit of Fairbanks residents. I'd also like to note, that's the end of the resolution, but I'd also like to note that it passed on the consent agenda without even discussion. So that was pretty full support from the city council. That's all I have, unless you have further questions or would like to do the resolution right as well.
Thank you. Would any board member like to hear the original resolution? Okay. We're good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else online wishing to make a public comment? Anybody else online, public comment? Hearing nobody, I'll close the comment online, and I will now go to the boardroom. Is there anybody in the boardroom wishing to make a comment? Mayor?
Thank you very much. I'm Mayor Lee Kopp, Fairbanks North Star Borough. Following our town hall meeting that you just heard about, that was performed to ensure that our community was apprised of this action that's on your agenda today, that being the purchase of Pentex, had a full vetting. We had almost 80 individuals there at that meeting, and a series of questions and answers, and then also public testimony was given. And it was overwhelmingly in support of this action, and as you heard, there were resolutions that were brought forward to the various councils and assembly. Our Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly will be considering a resolution on Thursday night. That's as fast as we can get it before the body. And it, again, speaks of much the same wording that the city of Fairbanks just passed. And as you probably may have heard through some other means, that the city of North Pole also passed a resolution last night at their city council meeting in support of these actions. But the continuing efforts that the Interior Energy Project is moving forward, that's what's important today. It's important for providing gas to as many Fairbanks North Star Borough residents as possible in the shortest amount of time, and at the stated goal of $15 per MMBTU delivered to our homes. As mayor, I've been involved with this for a while. And it's quite important that the financial relief to families and businesses struggling with the high price of energy in our community gets this action to start lowering the price of natural gas in our community. Your proposed action for purchasing Pentex is that important step. There are many next steps that you'll have to take. Some of those are also under consideration today. By the board. Of course, the interior of Alaska's air quality continues to rank among the worst in the nation in the serious wintertime, and resolving this critical issue remains a community necessity, also the state's necessity. Please don't lose sight of that essential goal, and I don't think you will. But changing to a cost of service model for the delivery of natural gas into our community and acquiring a public acquisition of a certificated service area is the most important benefits, I believe, in this action that you're taking today. It's pretty tough to acquire a for a public entity to acquire an existing service area and changing it into a cost of service. And that's exactly what you're doing, and I appreciate it immensely. Our community does. Utilizing all the tools at your disposal, the different funding sources that you have to make this work, I thank you for the methods that you put together to make this happen. I understand that there's been a tough year, or a tough 6 months, let me say, in the legislature, but we got through that. The purchase of Pentex is of course, just the first step. There are other actions that I certainly hope that both this board and those that support ADA and the staff as staff and our community will continue to work towards the other pieces that have to be put in place. We understand that the SB 23 funding is now one of the major components. We were able to retain the access to that funding, and that's what's going to move us forward as quickly as possible. In short, I want to say that the positions that ADA has taken in acquiring these components from the Cook Inlet area are what's going to deliver gas to our community as fast as possible. We may see other gas coming from other areas of the state, and we'll certainly look at that and work with that. But seeing the lowering the cost of that energy source for our community is the number one item that's most important to those who are served with natural gas now. And I would like to answer any questions. I've submitted my letter of support to the board, and I could go on for a long time talking about what has happened and what can happen in our community, but the ability to change the price of space heating for us is a critical factor for a cost of service model, and I thank you for this. That concludes my comments.
Thank you, Mayor. Do we have any questions, Gary?
Let me make a comment and couch it in a thank you. We in Ontario, Alaska, are blessed with a lot of government. We have city councils in North Poland and Fairbanks, and we have a federal assembly. And those three bodies, led by three mayors, have stepped up and to bring us to where we are today. But it's really been led by you, Mayor, and your assembly. And while we are a long ways from popping the champagne corks on this thing, mm-hmm. called the Intergener Project, it may be years, but it will happen. And it will happen because folks like you as a leader, as the mayor, have stepped up and said it has to happen. And so I want to just say thank you to you for your leadership to get us to where we are today. And we still have a lot to do, but I know you're going to be there to help us. So with that, thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's a partnership. Thank you for being part of it.
Thank you, Gary. Crystal, Fred, or Jerry, any comments? Jerry?
No comment.
Mayor, I'd like to also thank you on behalf of ADA and staff for coming down and testifying. We think it's important. I appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. We look forward to continuing the IEP project. And as there are many, there's a numerous buckets that we have to deal with, this being the first. And we look forward to working with community to solve the problems and bringing the price of energy to the interior down. We are ready. Thank you. Is there anybody else in the room wishing to testify? Hearing none, I will close public comments. Item number 6, new business under A, executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move the board into executive session to discuss confidential information related to the proposed acquisition of Pentex.
Second. Close. We are now in executive session. As a general rule for the public here, we'll be in executive session for whatever it takes, and then we'll come back to address the rest of the agenda.